For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Friday, the 14th of June. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented, as always, by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. Boy, do we have a great show for you today. But if you've been involved in an accident, weather's terrible here in South Florida, you call 911 first. Then, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3. They will get you the compensation you deserve. If you're dealing with a personal injury, focus on your health. Call the experts. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. And of course, with everything going on, including your Florida Panthers, you got the NBA Finals tonight. Bet online. That's your number one source for the finals, NBA, Stanley Cup, every stat, every matchup, even live odds, spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to their online casino, get in on a game of blackjack or poker, over 150 slot games to choose from. Head to the BetOnline website today, get in on the action, use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. So, I don't want everybody to freak out, all right? Keep it together. But the Florida Panthers are one win away from winning Lord Stanley's Cup. And if you know anything about South Florida sports, if you know anything about this Florida Panther team, the words that just came out of my mouth are the craziest words you've ever heard. From these lips right here on this podium to God's ears, the Florida Panthers, one win away from hoisting Lord Stanley's Cup, is the craziest thing that have ever come out of these lips. Yet, here we are. The Florida Panthers, they win last night, and they are now up three games to none in the Stanley Cup Finals. We are experiencing something we have never experienced before in the history of South Florida sports. This run that we're on right now, you guys know for me how incredible it's been for me from a fan perspective of being able to enjoy this with my boys. This will be the first time ever that one of our teams wins a championship and I get to experience it with my kids. It'll be the first championship that my kids get to experience. My oldest was only 4 years old when the Heat won in 2013. My youngest, he obviously doesn't have any recollection of it either. And we're doing it all together. And I appreciate the support, by the way. Some of you guys send me great messages on social media about how cool it is that I get to experience this with my kids. I really appreciate that. You guys are terrific. So last night, the Panthers, they're doing it. They're doing it. Game four tomorrow night in Edmonton. Can the Florida Panthers sweep their way to the Stanley Cup championship? No, don't freak out. But tomorrow night, the Panthers may win the Stanley Cup. That's where we're at right now. I mean, I can't even believe it. I can't believe that we're in this spot. We've, like, obviously they deserve it. They're the best team. They're clearly the best team. And they are a lot better than Edmonton, where we didn't play well in game one, and we still win 3-0. Play good third period. Still won 3-0. Last night, the Panthers, the game was pretty even, right? It was pretty even, yet the Panthers still found themselves, like, they didn't dominate that game last night. They took advantage of great opportunities. And we'll get to the goal calls. I'll play it all for you. They took advantage of great opportunities and a really lousy period, really lousy stretch in the second period from the Edmonton Oilers. Now, let's rewind a little bit. So, once we got the word that Sasha Barkov was going to play, what did I tweet out? What did I say? Barkov legacy game coming. It's set up perfectly. It felt right where, wow, after Barkov takes that cheap shot from Dreisaitl, he avoids major injury, which, by the way, if you didn't know how amazingly tough these hockey players are, when Barkov suffered the injury and we're wondering, is it a concussion? Is it a broken jaw? The fact that we're hoping that it's a broken jaw because he'll be able to play with a broken jaw shows you how crazy these hockey players are. It likely was a concussion. He winds up getting through it. And once we get the word that Barkov's going to play, what did I tell you guys? Barkov legacy game incoming. Yep. It all set up so perfect that, you know what? The captain, our best player, who is clearly a top player in the National Hockey League, the story is going to be the way he now responds to this. And what do you get? The game-winning goal, a beautiful steal and assist setting up the first goal of the night. And now, going into game four of the Stanley Cup, it depends on what happens. He could win the Conn Smythe. Yep, Barkov could win the Conn Smythe. The Panthers coming into the series had probably five guys who, you know, were eligible for the Conn Smythe. Don't forget, the Conn Smythe is for postseason MVP, not finals, postseason. So it's a cumulative award. And coming into the series, the Panthers really had five candidates, right? Barkov, Reinhardt, Verhaeghe, Bennett, maybe Tkachuk, and Bobrovsky. Six guys. And coming into the series, I felt like Bennett was the guy. Bennett scored last night, so he still got a chance. Bobrovsky, phenomenal last night. Probably the leader, probably the front runner right now for Conn Smythe, depending on what happens in game four. And Barkov. I think we've whittled it down to three, with Bobrovsky being the favorite right now for Conn Smythe, Barkov right behind him, and then kind of a distant third, Sam Bennett. I think those are the three right now for Conn Smythe. But Barkov, legacy game. One more. Who's going to be that guy? Is it tomorrow night? Whichever game that it is, a Stanley Cup clinching game. Who's going to be that guy that is going to help us, that we're going to remember forever in the Stanley Cup final clinching game? I'm not counting my chickens before they hatch. Like going into the game, you know, the Panthers are up 4-1 after two periods, and my son is like, Dad, do you think we could sweep them? I'm trying to win the next shift, all right? I'm trying to win the third period. I'm trying to win the next shift. I'm focused on game three. Now that we're past game three, now we could talk about if the Panthers are going to sweep the Edmonton Oilers. All signs are pointing to it, obviously. Now, I think it's a little bit different in the other sports. Like, I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I think the Celtics are going to win tonight. It's a little different in hockey. There's so much pride involved that while the Oilers know that coming back down 0-3 is a crazy thing, it's happened 4 times in the history of the National Hockey League, only once in the Stanley Cup Finals. It was back in 1942. So we're talking 82 years ago is the only time it happened in the Stanley Cup Finals. But there's a lot of pride involved where the Oilers know we don't want to get swept. We don't want to be remembered like that. So I don't know if the Panthers are going to win tomorrow. I think they're going to. I feel like they're going to win tomorrow night. But you're going to get a crazy good effort out of the Oilers tomorrow. That's for sure. The Panthers did not dominate that game last night. They didn't by any stretch. Well, in the second period they did. But they took advantage of the opportunities. And most importantly, Sergei Bobrovsky was unbelievable. He made some saves last night. I have no idea how he made them. And specifically, I'm not going to lie, it's 4-1, then it gets to 4-2. Such a stupid goal, right? Goes off of Mikula's elbow, bounces behind Bobrovsky and bouncing. Such a stupid goal, makes it 4-2. And then it's like, all right, like, now we need to be careful. And my son is, and I got my friend over and his son, why don't you be careful? It's still up 4-2. All right, well, the next goal, we got a problem if the Oilers score the next goal. And they do. And that was a goal they earned, deflected, great deflection. Bobrovsky can't do anything about it. Now it's 4-3. I'm not going to lie. Now the crowd is way into it. You got 5 more minutes to get that goal. And very shortly after, McDavid, he has the puck. It's 4-3. He's skating. He gets Bob to veer to the right post. And then he puts the puck in front of it between Bobrovsky's legs. And Bobrovsky, I thought they were definitely going to score. Bobrovsky, biggest save of the night. I forget the player's name. McLeod, he scored the last goal, right? He doesn't elevate the puck, so Bobrovsky, between the left pad and the glove, comes up with the biggest save of the night. He made saves you have no idea how. No idea how. Whew. Everybody calm down. Like I said, I don't want everybody freaking out, but the Panthers are up 3-0 in the Stanley Cup Finals. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, you know what? Let's do some highlights here, all right? I got a lot more here. We'll talk some NBA. It's Friday. Got to do a big game or not a big game. I mean, is Panthers, Oilers, Game 4 going to be on big game, not a big game? I don't know. I don't want to spoil it for you. We'll see. Let's get to our game highlights here. All right. So, the Panthers, what are we talking? Late in the first period. Played a good game. I'm happy with what I see. And what was it, like 90 seconds left in the period? Talk about taking the crowd out of that game. Sasha Barkov, the start of Sasha Barkov Legacy Game 3. Sasha Barkov, incredible steal, incredible pass.
Start with 1:05 in the period. Forsling, down low, and a goal. Tipped in, out in front by Sam Reinhart. And a 1-0 Florida lead.
Yeah, so Barkov makes the steal in the neutral zone. He carries it into the offensive zone on his own. Finds Forsling, who's streaking, and Forsling, incredible pass in front of the net to Reinhart, who just has to redirect it. And the Panthers, 1-0. The life is taken out of the building. Now they're tight as fuck. That crowd is tight. Second period. Oilers tie the game. Okay, you get the breakaway, which is so annoying because it's happened several times. I think it's like the fifth breakaway maybe this series. First one that Bobrovsky's given up. So finally gives up, what was it, Fogle, right? Who got thrown out of the last game, got the misconduct. So it's 1-1. So we're 1-1 for a while now, and now the barrage comes. Now you get terrible play. And PK Subban, boy, he killed the Oilers at the intermission. How terrible their defense was. Such a soft period, such a soft defense from the Oilers. Well, major mistake. See, here's the thing with Stuart Skinner, the goalie for Edmonton. To get to this point, the Panthers had to go through a murderer's row of goalies. Andre Vasilevsky, Jeremy Swayman, who was on a heater going into the series, Igor Shesterkin, who's likely going to win the Vezina. Beat them all. Stuart Skinner's not those guys. He's not on their level. It's a great offensive team, Edmonton. Great offensive team. The best. Stuart Skinner's not those guys. And here, he makes a critical error where he does not control the puck behind the net. And Eetu Luostarinen on the forecheck wins a board battle.
From center ice, bouncing puck. Skinner couldn't handle it. And they take advantage and score. Vladimir Tarasenko. After Skinner could not control the puck behind the net, he scrambled to get back into the cage, and it was too late.
When Paul Maurice was asked earlier in the playoffs whether he needed more goals from Vladimir Tarasenko, he said, no, I need one a series from him. He got the series clincher in the conference final, and now he's given the Panthers a 2-1 lead after Skinner misplayed.
Oh, you know it! And then, so, the Panthers, now they go up 2-1. I get up off this couch in the Zaslow Mansion serious room. So, family room turns into the serious room when the Panthers are playing. Everybody knows that. I get up off the couch. I'm yelling at the television. What a mistake by Skinner. What a disaster. And Vladimir Tarasenko, the lead goal in the game right now in Game 3, critical Game 3. He, of course, had the winner in Game 6 against the Rangers to win the Eastern Conference Finals. You want to talk about a tremendous acquisition before the deadline. Vladimir Tarasenko, not spectacular, has given the Panthers everything that they have asked for from him. Everything they needed, everything they wanted out of that trade. Vladimir Tarasenko coming up huge in the big moments here in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And then, just moments later, Matthew Tkachuk, off of a turnover, he winds up finding Sam Bennett right in front of the net.
The Panthers. He has the puck back down low. Quiet no more. Tkachuk sends up Sam Bennett. And it's 3-1 Florida.
Yup, happened so fast. Bar down, a blast right underneath the crossbar. Pops right at, you didn't even know if it went in. I knew it went in. I knew right away it went in. I jumped right off the couch. Panthers now are up 3-1. Your boy Sam Bennett. That's my guy, Benny. That's my guy. That's my dog right there, Sam Bennett. 3-1. Matthew Tkachuk. Amazing pass. Sam Bennett takes advantage of the opportunity. It's now 3-1. And then I told you, right? I told you. Sasha Barkov legacy game.
There's Barkov. He scores. Alexander Barkov makes it 4-1, Florida.
In 94 seconds, this went from a 2-1 game to a 4-1 game.
Yup, Barkie had a chance earlier in the game where he had a breakaway, and he wound up getting stopped. He went wide. He tried to go on the backhand and slide it past Skinner. Puck went wide. Second time, yup, taking advantage of that. 4-1 now. The Panthers, Barkov scores that. I jumped off the couch. Now, when Barkov starts on the breakaway, I immediately get off the couch in the Zaslow Mansion serious room. I start inching closer to television because everybody knows your team tries harder when you get close to television. And he scores. I ran out of the serious room. I ran into the dining room. I was running through the halls. I was screaming and yelling. Oh, my God. I was 4-1. We're blowing you out, Edmonton. That's right. Whew, man. What a night. So the Panthers go up 4-1 there. And you know what? You go into the third period. All right. Amazing. Not going to have to sweat this one out. But boy, did we sweat it out. We had to sweat it out. And then what did the Panthers do? They ended this game. Remember the way they ended Game 5 against the Rangers? The way they ended Game 6 to win the series against the Rangers? Pin that shit up against the boards. Pin that shit right up against the boards. It's like the last 20 seconds up against the boards. No real big opportunity with the empty net for the Oilers. Panthers clear it. They win 4-1. And you know what? Winning the way they did last night was better than not having to sweat it out. Because you would like I'm saying right now, I'd like to not have to sweat it out. Let's, you know, can we just win the Stanley Cup on Saturday? Well, if I know that we will have to sweat it out, but they're going to win on Saturday, I'll take that. But it's when you don't know if the anxiety is going to go away and there's going to be a happy ending that makes you nervous. If you know you're going to have the anxiety, I'm on the verge of projectile vomit the whole game. You guys know this. If you know there's going to be the anxiety and you know it's going to work out, hey, bring it on. Like I said, it's my drugs. The anxiety, the way I feel during the games, pump it right into my veins, right into my bloodstream. I love it so much. I'm a fiend for that feeling. I love it. It's my drugs. But it's the fact that you don't know. So now that we know, would you have rather last night end 4-1, blowing them out? Or end 4-3? It got dicey. You hang on and win. You like the way that it went down. You're happy with that. That was a great finish. That was a great game. One more win. What? They're doing it. They're doing it. And by the way, Panthers right on cue last night where Sean McDonough, who I know a lot of people are unhappy with him on the play-by-play, where Sean McDonough twice, right? Panthers were, it was one, was score, yeah. No, so it was scoreless. So it was 4-on-4, which you know the Panthers don't want. When it's 4-on-4 and McDonough, it's scoreless, and McDonough says, these four on the ice of the Oilers, this is a four-man unit you don't want to see. Right after he said that, Barkov with the steal, Forsling, Reinhardt, tic-tac-toe, 1-0 Panthers. Right after McDonough said that. And then when the Panthers were up 2-1, and he mentioned how Tkachuk hasn't done very much this series, haven't heard much from him, Tkachuk with the steal on the forecheck, finds Bennett, bar down, 3-1, Tkachuk amazing assist. Both times, Sean McDonough, right on cue. I don't know if you want to call that a jinx, but right on cue, says something either good about the Oilers or negative about the Panthers, and they capitalize immediately. Immediately. Now, I know fans, I think Panther fans are upset with the announcers, right? Here's the thing, and my buddy brought this up to me too while we were watching the game last night. Well, number one, as far as Messier goes, yeah, Messier is rooting for the Oilers. And last series too, Messier is rooting for the Rangers. It is what it is. Yeah, I mean, would I like Messier to be a little bit more impartial? Me, personally, I don't care. But in general, yeah. You'd like him to be critical of the Oilers. He's not critical of the Oilers. You know, going into the third period of Game 6 against the Rangers, he was giving the Rangers a pep talk instead of essentially telling you what's going to happen or what should happen. And that's going to bother Panther fans. I get it. Messier is what he is. P.K. Subban, who I think is excellent. P.K. Subban on a night like yesterday, going into the third period, so angry. It's like, why is he angry? He wants the Oilers to win. No, that's not what's happening. He's not angry because he wants the Oilers to win. He's angry because he doesn't want the series to be a sweep. He wants it to be a great series. He wants there to be a lot of games. Like, you understand, you can understand that, right? You understand where he's coming from in that spot. And even the announcers, like, if you think the announcers, if they sound bummed compared to the way, like Sean McDonough on the goal calls last night, Panther goal calls compared to the Oiler goal calls, he's so much more excited when the Oilers score. Well, yeah, number one, the Oilers are the home team, so you got the crowd going crazy. His call, for two reasons, is going to be a lot more exciting. Number one, the crowd is into it, so he's essentially echoing the atmosphere. And number two, he's got to be a lot louder on the goal calls for the Oilers because the crowd is loud, or you're not going to hear him. But he's going to be louder on the Oiler calls than the Panther calls as well because the Oilers are making a comeback. It's making the game exciting. So, if you're upset about the broadcast, you're getting a little bit too wrapped up in it. No one's rooting for the Oilers on the broadcast. They're rooting for a great series. And it's not going to be a great series because the Panthers have a chance to sweep tomorrow. That's what's going on there. That's all that is, all right? Don't make yourself crazy over that. Now, I will say, I'm a little bit worried with Sean McDonough on this call. And the reason that I am is, you know, go back and listen to the final call from yesterday. It was such a nothing final call. It should have been a big... I know you're disappointed, I guess, because it's 3-0 now. It looks like the series is going to be over. But the Florida Panthers have never won a Stanley Cup. they're an amazing team. And you got to remember, there's a fan base that can only watch your broadcast because there's no local broadcast. And you got to give us a little something. Like, we're super excited. That final call yesterday with the clock running out in game three, you got to give me a little bit of excitement. You got to represent for us a little bit the moment, what it means for us. It was such a nothing call. So the reason that I'm a little bit concerned about Sean McDonough on the call is if/when the Panthers win the Stanley Cup, like what if they win tomorrow 3-0? Is it going to be a bummer of a final call, a nothing? You got to give me something great. You got to give me something big. And so I'm worried that we're not going to get that from the broadcast. Now, ultimately, does that mean anything? No. I suppose you could put on Doug Plagan's play-by-play. You could pull it up on the app for the Florida Panthers Radio Network. He's going to give it to you. But I'd like the television broadcast, which is unbiased. They're supposed to be, and they are unbiased. I'd like the television broadcast if/when the Panthers win the Stanley Cup. You got to give me a little something. You got to give me some inflection in your voice. You got to give me a little bit of excitement. Even if the series is a blowout, even if the game is a blowout, there's a Panther fan base that has waited their whole life for this moment. You got to do better than you were at the end of game three. It was such a nothing call from Sean McDonald. I got to be fair. You got to be honest. It was a nothing call. I need something better when the Panthers get their fourth win. If they get their fourth win. All right. Before we continue on, like I said, big game, not a big game. We'll get to it. NBA Finals tonight as well. There's a lot happening. There's a lot going on. Oh, it's very, very exciting. Everybody calm down. All right. You know what gets me excited as well? If I'm thinking about getting a new car. And if I'm thinking about getting a new car, there's only one car dealership I go to. That's right. Official car dealership of Zaslow Show 2.0. You know I'm talking about North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, right now, it's the summer sales event. Take advantage of all the incredible offers going on right now. All new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. Right now, at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you can make zero down payment, make zero payment for 3 months, make zero security deposit. Plus, right now, get 0% APR financing on select new Subarus. Plus, right now, you can get 0% APR up to 72 months on the Subaru Solterra. How about an all-new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek? $219 a month for 36 months with $59.95 due at signing with approved credit. Go to nflsubaru.com for full details at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. They're providing all of us customers, that exceptional experience you're looking for at their brand new state-of-the-art facility. It's on North Andrews Avenue. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. Don't miss the summer sales event going on all month long at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. NFLSubaru.com, North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. And you know what else I love, obviously? Another great sponsor on Zaslow Show 2.0, Brunt Insurance. I've been getting my homeowner's insurance from Brunt Insurance for over a decade now. That's right. Why do I keep going back to Brunt Insurance? Because I know Greg Brunt and his team at Brunt Insurance, they have the expertise, they have the experience to make sure that I'm getting the most comprehensive and affordable coverage on my home there is. Now, maybe you're saying to yourself, Zaslow, I don't live in South Florida. I live in Central Florida. I live in North Florida. Luckily for you, we're talking offices in Davie, in Stewart, in Lakeland. They know the entire state. So wherever you're calling Brunt Insurance from, 954-589-2204. Greg Brunt and his team, they know your area. They're going to make all of the confusing options out there crystal clear. When it comes to your home insurance, renters, condo insurance, there are so many options. You can't do it on your own. Let Greg Brunt and his team at Brunt Insurance, fully licensed staff, help you every step of the way. 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com. From Pensacola all the way down to the Keys and beyond, they're going to have you covered. 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, let's just get after it here. You guys know what time it is. It's Friday. We're like 30 minutes into the show now. You've heard me talk a little bit about the Panthers last night. We're all so excited that there's a game tonight. And you're probably saying to yourself, Zaslow, I gotta know. Is it a big game? Or is it not a big game? Big game or not a big game? Every Friday, we gotta make sure everybody knows what's up. All right, so let's get to it. Not a whole lot here. We're at that point in the year, you know. And it's okay, because with summertime, NBA and NHL are about to end. We're not going to be able to do big game, not a big game anymore. This may be the last one, I'm not sure, but it's okay. Great movies are coming out. Big movie, not a big movie. Not today, but it's coming. Big game or not a big game? Tonight, 8:30, ABC, the Boston Celtics at the Dallas Mavericks, game 4. Now, talked a lot about it yesterday. I filled in. So, the reason I didn't have an episode of Zaslow Show 2.0 yesterday, I was on Carlin versus Joe. I filled in for Joe Fortenbaugh. He was sick. It was an emergency call out. And so because it was an emergency call out, I didn't have a lot of heads up. My day got screwed up. And so, why didn't you put out Zaslow Show 2.0 right after Carlin versus Joe? That's a whole other thing, which I'll get to. I had to run out the house. And I'll explain that. And then the Panther game starts. So I couldn't do it. My day got screwed up yesterday. Not screwed up, because I love doing ESPN Radio. But we talked a lot about this yesterday. Unfortunately for Luka Doncic and the Mavericks, I think the Celtics close it out tonight. Obviously, they're going to win the NBA championship. But unfortunately for Luka Doncic, his postseason is likely going to be remembered for what took place in Game 3. They had a chance to get back in this series. They had a chance to win that game. And instead, Luka Doncic had what I believe is an all-time crybaby performance. All-time. Non-stop complaining. Complaining. And flopping. He was a turnstile on defense, which is who he is, by the way. And he had that attitude right from the get-go. Even when they were ahead double figures early on, he's flopping on the three-point attempts, looking for the call, yelling at the referees, not getting back on defense. That's when the run started. And when you start the game with that type of negative emotion and that type of negative energy, the rest of the team sees that, man. That was the attitude of a player who knows they're fucked. And that's why you're reaching for the calls. You're taking out your aggression. You're aggravated. You're frustrated. You're taking it out on the officials. That affects the rest of the team. And then on top of that was his attitude from the get-go. That was a player who his emotions are in the way of the game. It was a very emotionally weak performance. It was a mentally weak performance from Luka. It was an all-time crybaby performance from Luka. And then blowing it in the fourth quarter. Four fouls? They pick up four fouls in the fourth quarter. They were fouls! Maybe they should have challenged the fifth one. The sixth one was definitely a foul. What are you doing? You know, and it's weird. My man Frank Isola joined us yesterday on Carlin versus Joe, and he said, Luka Doncic plays no defense. The first time you're looking to play defense, you're trying to draw a charge when you have five fouls. What are you doing? That's the time to not play defense. Like normal. It was an awful, awful performance from Luka Doncic. He was terrible. It was an all-time crybaby performance. All right, with that said, tonight, I believe the NBA Finals end. Are the Celtics going to win their 18th championship? Celtics at Mavericks Game 4. Not a big game. It's not a big game. It's not. We all know how this is going to end. If we all know how it's going to end, it can't be a big game. And we hate the Celtics. It's not a big game. I'm sorry. Saturday, 2 p.m. Peacock. WWE Clash at the Castle. It's at 2 p.m. because also tonight, SmackDown is in Glasgow, Scotland. The main event, double main event. Cody Rhodes defending his undisputed WWE Championship against AJ Styles. Damian Priest defending his WWE World Championship against Scotland's own Drew McIntyre. The crowd's going to be crazy for McIntyre. This is going to be a great show. The PLEs, premium live events, the PLEs they do overseas are always really, really hot crowds. Tonight's going to be hot for SmackDown. Tomorrow, 2 p.m., WWE Clash at the Castle. That's a big game. Don't. Saturday, 7:30, Apple Plus. Inter Miami at Philadelphia Union. No Leo Messi. No Luis Suarez. I don't think Sergio Busquets either. They're with their national teams. They're training with them right now. Inter Miami right now. They are still sitting atop the Eastern Conference, all right? They have 35 points overall. They're 2 points ahead of Cincinnati. They are 10-5-3. 10 wins, 5 draws, 3 losses. They take on Philadelphia, who is currently 8th at 20 points, all right? Inter Miami at Philadelphia Union. Not a big game. If I'm not going to be watching it, and it's no Messi. If I'm not going to be watching it, I mean, there's going to be something else going on. I'll tell you about that in a second. It can't be a big game. If I'm not going to watch it, Inter Miami at Philadelphia Union. Not a big game. Finally, I got one more for you guys. Saturday, 8 p.m., ABC. Your Florida Panthers, your favorite little hockey team, the greatest hockey team in the land, at the Edmonton Oilers Game 4. Will the Florida Panthers complete their first ever sweep? That's right, they've never swept an opponent. Could the first time they ever sweep an opponent in the Stanley Cup playoffs also be to win their first ever Stanley Cup? Will tomorrow night be an all-time moment? Will it be a forever memory for all of us Panther fans? That's what's on the line tomorrow. Forever is on the line tomorrow night. Panthers at Oilers? That's a big game, you know it! And that right there is another edition of Big Game or Not a Big Game. Yes! So yes, yesterday was a day, all right? So yesterday, like I told you, I couldn't do Zaslow Show 2.0 in the morning because I got the call last minute. Not last minute, but, you know, it was an emergency fill-in on ESPN Radio. Okay, great. And why couldn't I do it after the show? Because right after the show at 3 p.m., it's noon to 3, Carlin versus Joe. So I get done with the show at 3, and from 3 to 5 p.m. at Flanagan's here in Cooper City on University, in between, just north of Sheridan on University, the Flanagan's, the Big Daddy liquor store there. Hulk Hogan is doing an appearance. Like a meet and greet kind of. He's got a new beer, a real American beer. Go figure. So he's pumping out his own brand of beer. You know, like Stone Cold Steve Austin has his Broken Skull beer. So Hogan's now got a beer. And you don't have to pay for anything. He's not signing autographs, but he is taking pictures. So here's what happens. We pull up at 3 o'clock. Like 3:20, you know, because I was on the radio. And there is a line like 200 people deep outside Big Daddy's liquor store. And I'm there with, it's me and my younger son and my buddy and his son. And we get out of the car. And like, are we going to hop on this line? The weather sucks. It's not raining, but the weather sucks. And I'm like, listen, we're not staying on this line. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go in there, into Flanagan's. We're going to get a table, all right? We're going to have ourselves some lunch. Hulk Hogan, he's going to then come to see us. He's going to stop by in Flanagan's. He's not just going to be in Big Daddy Liquor Store. He's going to come into Flanagan's. So you know what happened? We sit down at the table. Our server, she says to us, are you here to see Hulk Hogan? We're like, yeah. Is he going to come in here? I said, yep. In an hour from now, he comes in here and hangs out. Perfect. So all those people, they're waiting outside there to get their picture with Hulk Hogan. They're going to wait forever. I'm inside. We're going to have some lunch. And then the Hulkster is going to come in here to us. Now, we're not guaranteed to get any pictures or anything with him, but we'll see. We'll see if it works out. So anyway, we get done with our meal, all right? In comes the place packed. In comes the Hulkster. And he's smart, all right? He knows the deal. He knows. He gets behind the bar. Because this way, he doesn't have to get bombarded by everybody. He can interact with everybody, and he was. He was interacting with everyone, but he's behind the bar. So no one can get crazy. He doesn't have to take any pictures that he doesn't want to. He just took pictures for like last 90 minutes. But my son and I were up against the bar. Let me tell you what made this experience so great. Crowd's going crazy. Hulk Hogan, not without controversy, of course. But Hulk Hogan, major, major part of my childhood. And I've never met him. I've had him on my show once, like 10 years ago, all right? I don't even remember it. But a major part of my childhood, I've never met him before. And I've already told you, meeting pro wrestlers is always the best. They're so gracious. They're really great with their fans. They're so great. But you don't know what to expect. This is Hulk Hogan, all right? Like, for instance, Ric Flair. You see all these stories, these videos with Flair. He could be hit or miss. He's kind of a nut job at this point, you know? But anyway, and Hulk Hogan is just as big, of course. We're at the bar. The bar's really crowded. Everyone just kind of wants to say hello to him. And so I said to my son, I go, call his name. And it took a while. It took a while to get his attention. It's like, call his name over there. Like shake his hand, you know? And finally, Hulkster comes on over, sees my son, shakes his hand, which is awesome. I took a picture, of course, of my son shaking his hand. He shakes my hand. Well, how you doing, brother? Says that's my son. Amazing. And then he says to him, he says, where's your dad? Which is such a, this is what made it so great. Because he could have just shook his hand, kept him. He goes, where's your dad, brother? And I said, oh, I'm right here. You know, I had to, you know, move past someone. Because if he's talking to a kid, he knows the kid is there with an adult, with a parent. You do the respectful thing. You're a gentleman. He's going to shake the father's hand now, too. Thanks for coming, right? Where's your dad, brother? And I'm right here. And he immediately reaches out his hand. So I, you know, climb past one person. I'm shaking his hand. You got a great kid, tough kid. And you know, says something. Thank you for coming, that whole deal. And because of this small interaction. And by the way, his hands were so big. I mean, just swallowing my hand while we're shaking hands. And, you know, I thank him so much real quick, you know. Which is a big deal for childhood, Jonathan Zaslow. And that interaction, that small interaction right there. Now my son Jordan, who knows Hulk Hogan, of course, does he understand to the extent of how huge Hulk Hogan is slash was? Probably not. But he knows he's a really big deal. And that interaction right there of Hogan just being a mensch, being a gentleman. My son, he was so excited. So, Dad, that was awesome. This was so awesome. And that made it right there. That made the whole event. You know, I didn't take a picture posing next to him or anything. We were able to snap a picture of me shaking his hand, you know, which is great. But that interaction right there, so much better than if we were waiting in line. You take the quick picture, you stand there. It's a great photo op. Put it on your wall or whatever. But here, we had like a real interaction with him. And him just being a gentleman, shaking my son's hand. Where's your dad? Let me meet him. So unnecessary. Didn't have to do that. It was so cool. Really, really cool. So anyway, I posted it on my Facebook and Instagram if you want to go check out the picture. And that was awesome. So yesterday was a pretty damn good day. All right. You know what time it is. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. You know how we do here. Every show on Zaslow Show 2.0. And of course, the place where we get all of the big deals, Caneswear. Now, it's important to know, Caneswear and Davey, right now, they are open until 7 p.m. tonight, all right? 2655 South University Drive. So easy to find Caneswear, just south of 595 on the west side of University. You see the big, bold letters there. Head on into Caneswear. We all know Caneswear has got the largest and best selection of Miami Hurricanes gear anywhere. But you're looking for that new Florida Panther gear? Maybe you're heading over to the Panther watch party for tomorrow at the arena. Head on over to Caneswear in Davie. Get your new Florida Panther gear. Of course, caneswear.com. You can shop online as well. They'll deliver it right to your front door. But stop in today, 7 p.m. they're open until. Caneswear in Davie. You get your hats, your t-shirts, men, women, kid sizes, everything you're looking for all of your favorite local South Florida sports teams. Caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fan shop for all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? We'll start out here. So how about this? Scott Van Pelt, SportsCenter last night. You know, the Atlanta Falcons, they were charged with tampering. They were fined $250,000 and docked a fifth-round pick next year for apparently contacting Kirk Cousins, their new franchise quarterback, too early. Here's Scott Van Pelt.
We get fined $250,000 and we lose a fifth, change for getting a franchise quarterback. Cool. Where do I sign up for that exchange? I think we all understand that there has to be a ton of collusion. Every year, the free agency window opens. The minute it opens, Adam Schefter's tweeting it out, there are massive agreements. So how do we think that all happened, huh? Come on. We're all adults here. It's collusion. It's fine. $250,000 and a fifth. Give me a quarterback.
It's so not a big deal. It's such a stupid penalty. You give up a fifth-round pick for the opportunity to lock up a franchise quarterback, or what they believe is a franchise quarterback moving forward. Yeah, that'll deter everyone from potentially signing a franchise quarterback. If you talk to him too early, you might lose a fifth-round pick. Not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? So how about yesterday? Dan Hurley, UConn coach, after turning down the Laker job, he stopped by the Dan Le Batard show.
Is there an amount of money, Dan? Is there an amount of money that they could have offered that would have changed the decision?
Yeah, I think there, I mean, to leave there probably is, you know, to leave a place at any moment in your life, I think that, like, to say that it's not a motivating factor, the finances, to leave a place is definitely a thing. To stay at a place, I don't think it's ever going to be a thing. Like to stay somewhere like UConn, it would never have been, I think, a financial thing. Like, again, this wasn't like some like pressure tactic to make me the highest paid college coach. Like that was already done. But to leave a place that you feel the way we do, and the family connection with my wife, my sons, my mother-in-law, my brother, my father, you know, who, like, I know how much it means to my dad to go to the Big East tournament and to come to, you know, 10 UConn games a year at home and, you know, sitting courtside when I'm coaching against Rick Pitino, you know, like, I mean, yeah, you know, to leave all that behind, there probably is a number. I don't know what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I'm going big deal because, yeah, there is an amount of money. You know, if the Lakers offered $500 million, yeah, he would have taken the job. You know, if you would have made him an offer he can't refuse, you know, essentially like Monty Williams in Detroit, not $500 million, but yes, there is a dollar amount. And this is so that everybody knows, in a few years from now, when Dan Hurley once again decides to sniff around the NBA, you know what? You should call him because it's not that he doesn't want to coach in the NBA, and there is a dollar amount. Let's find out what it is. So, yeah, this is not a big deal. He will one day coach in the NBA would be my guess. Down the road, he will one day coach in the NBA. But I know everyone's busting on the Lakers over this. They didn't offer him enough money. They didn't offer him more than that because the only thing more embarrassing than Dan Hurley turning down $70 million would have been if he turned down $100 million or if he turned down $150 million. The Lakers knew this was a dog and pony show. I do believe it was for some leverage, by the way. The Lakers knew that they were not going to land him, so they made him a very respectable offer, and they know that if they offered him an extraordinary amount, it'd be even more embarrassing when he turned them down. The Lakers are not stupid. You may not think they're a great organization. They know this was just for show that he was playing them. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, how about Panther head coach Paul Maurice on his captain after last night's game?
Some of the games that he's played this year where he's had the most impact, he doesn't show up on the score sheet. And then what his gift is, he defines everyone else's game. Alexander Barkov, this is what I'm willing to do. This is how I'm going to play the game. So if you think of being a rookie coming to training camp, well, this is my favorite line of all rookies, I just got to play my game. You don't have a game, right? You don't have one. But that guy's got a game. Why don't you just play like him? That's his. Talk about quiet leadership. We think about it, and I learned too as I go, he's a unique personality. But his consistency with that game and the number of nights that he's not on the score sheet necessarily, that everybody on the bench is going, oh my God, that guy's a player. That's his gift to us.
Yeah, that's obviously a big deal. I mean, what are we talking about here? Sasha Barkov, legacy game 3, and now a chance to be a part of a forever team, a forever moment, a forever memory. Sasha Barkov, all-time great Florida Panther, probably already the greatest Florida Panther in the history of the franchise, can now become immortal if they could win one more game. That's a big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, brought to us where we get all of the big deals. Caneswear. Shop for all your new Florida Panther gear at caneswear.com. Yes! All right. NBA Finals tonight. Then I'm on ESPN Radio Sunday, Father's Day. I'm on Sunday afternoon. What time am I on? I may as well tell you guys here. On Sunday, I am on ESPN at 4, all right? So you can hang out. I hope all of you fathers, like myself, I hope you have a great Father's Day, great Father's Day weekend. I hope tomorrow night is great. I mean, let's go! Could we be doing the show Monday with the Florida Panthers Stanley Cup champions? Is that possible? By the way, all new episode of It's Still Real to Me is going to drop tonight. ESPN NFL Nation Falcons reporter Mark Ramondi, he also has been covering MMA, combat sports, for forever, and he's got a new book coming out on the NWO. He's going to join us on today's episode of It's Still Real to Me, my pro wrestling podcast. So we'll talk NWO with him. We'll do a little Clash of the Castle as well. I'll give some picks before tomorrow's show, so make sure you check that out also. Thanks, everyone behind the scenes, for helping put together such a great show today and every day. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. We'll talk to you Monday on an all-new edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. You know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.